Exclusive poll: voters oppose taxpayer funding for orgs that provide abortions, sex change drugs to minors. By Catherine Hamilton on June 23, 2025. Voters overwhelmingly oppose taxpayer dollars going to organizations, such as Planned Parenthood, that perform abortions and provide sex change drugs to minors, new polling shows. Polling from Life Leadership Conference, exclusively obtained by Breitbart News before its release, found that 64% of registered voters oppose an organization that provides puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and other gender transition treatments for minors, including 51% who strongly oppose. By political affiliation, 76% of Republicans and 71% of independents oppose taxpayer funding going to such an organization, while Democrats are evenly split 44% to 44%. Over 60% of men and women oppose taxpayer funds going to those organizations, the survey found. The poll results come as after Live Action released an investigation alleging that abortion giant Planned Parenthood, which is also the nation's second largest provider of sex change drugs, has been offering hormone treatment to minors as young as 16 with little parental consent or medical supervision. The poll was conducted as Congress works to strip taxpayer funding through Medicaid to Planned Parenthood in the Big, Beautiful Bill. The overwhelming majority of Americans strongly oppose their tax dollars bankrolling organizations that target minors for irreversible, sterilizing sex change treatments and abortions, especially without parental involvement or consent. Executive Director of the Life Leadership Conference David Barright told Breitbart News in a statement. Taxpayer funding should uplift American families, not Planned Parenthood, an organization actively undermining parents and harming children. Americans are sending an unmistakable message to Congress. No more forced taxpayer funding of abortion and sex change hormone providers, he continued. The survey also asked, now that you know Planned Parenthood is providing puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and other gender transition treatments for minors, would support or oppose continued taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood? 60% say they oppose taxpayer funds for Planned Parenthood on that basis, while 32% support. By political affiliation, 79% of Republicans and 61% of independents oppose taxpayer funding for the organization, according to the survey. 51% of Democrats say they still want taxpayer funds going to Planned Parenthood. Respondents were subsequently asked if they support taxpayer funding for an organization that provides abortions to minors without parental notification or consent. Life Leadership Conference pointed to another live-action investigation alleging that Planned Parenthood was caught on camera showing willingness to assist a 13-year-old cross state lines for an abortion without parental knowledge or consent. Accordingly, 67% of poll respondents say they oppose taxpayer funding for such an organization, including 52% who strongly oppose. 27% support taxpayer dollars for such an organization. By political affiliation, 79% of GOP voters and 69% of independents oppose taxpayer funds for such an organization. Interestingly, a majority of Democrats also oppose taxpayer funds for such an organization, at 53%. Self-identified liberals were the only subcategory polled to support taxpayer funding for such an organization, also at 53%. Flashback, Roe v. Wade anniversary, pro-life activist overjoyed by Supreme Court decision, thank you. 68% of men oppose taxpayer funds for those kinds of organizations, as do 66% of women, the survey found. Last week, the U.S. Senate Committee on Finance released its version of the proposed budget reconciliation bill on Monday, retaining a provision from the House version of the bill stripping abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood, of federal taxpayer dollars through Medicaid. The proposal comes after a major campaign by conservatives and pro-life organizations urging Republicans and President Donald Trump to end taxpayer dollars to abortion organizations through reconciliation, as Congress did in 2015 and 2017. Defunding abortion providers through the reconciliation process would allow the Senate to bypass the critical 60-vote threshold for a simple majority vote, instead capitalizing on Republicans' overall trifecta. While federal funding for abortions specifically is barred by the Hyde Amendment, Pro-life opponents argue no federal funds should be used to prop up any organization that performs abortions. Planned Parenthood's most recent annual report revealed record abortions and taxpayer funding in 2023 to 2024. The report, called A Force for Hope, states that 402,230 unborn babies were killed in abortions, up from 392,715 the previous year. At the same time, the organization received $792.2 million in taxpayer funding, up almost $100 million from the previous year. The survey was conducted for Life Leadership Conference by CRC Research between June 3 to 8 with 1,600 registered voters nationwide. The margin of error is plus or minus 2.45 percentage points. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.